B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. Moog, Carla, and Ahmad the Amazing. Ahmad the Amazing today is going to teach us a little bit of a lesson about what happens when the sugar runs out. What happens when the Splenda packets are empty?
So me and Sugar Papa are done.
Okay, so you gotta, for people who have never heard anything about you, you're in an open relationship, and you are open to have a relationship with a sugar daddy.
I am.
And then you were receiving goods.
I feel like I'm on like Dateline or something, the way you guys are.
We're just trying to make it clear for people listening.
Are you receiving the sugar?
No.
Wait. Sugar is the money or the...
I think sugar's probably...
Sugar's the money.
Okay, yeah. Oh. So you're receiving the sugar.
Not enough.
Not enough sugar.
Not enough.
Oh.
Like, it was like too much half-stepping. Like, you don't want to pay all of the rent. You want to pay half. You say you're going to take me to IML to get a leather outfit. You only buy me the best.
You know, this is the problem with your generation.
you're just take. No, I get you, though. Because, let's be honest.
If you're going to be in that...
When you're a sugar baby... That means that you have sugar to provide, right?
Exactly.
And the sugar you're providing is worth a lot.
Exactly.
And so I do think it's worth more than half the rent and one leather vest.
Exactly.
I don't know what the going rates are for any of these things.
A lot higher than that. I can tell you that right now.
Not to be, you know, team sugar daddy here, but, you know, with inflation and everything.
Oh, please.
Okay, if you can't afford to have a sugar baby, then don't have one.
Mind you.
What if he's accustomed to the lifestyle?
Mind you, while we're talking, he buys a $3,000 dog. So you got the money.
Did you just snort?
Sniffled, sorry. But, yeah, like, you have the money and you're, like, tripping in half, Stefan. Mind you, he showed up to my house last week at 5 in the morning after I blocked him, like, right before I went into work.
Oh. So, like,
to talk?
I don't know. I guess I ignored him and hopped in my Uber.
So was he like, let me take you to work?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh. What if he was going to tell you, I'm willing to give you more sugar?
At this point, I'm over it.
Oh.
Like, it's to the point where, like, he's getting more benefits. Like, we go out to dinner, and it's, like, obvious that, like, what the situation was, and he was, like, feeding off of, like, having, like, a young thing on his arm.
This is so fascinating.
Is it really?
As a person who's just in a regular monogamous relationship, the idea that this generation of sugar babies needs a lot. Like, look.
Asking for rent is like standard for
minimum.
A sugar baby.
Is it?
It's minimum. The minimum standard. Because
see, I have no...
Moog.
No experience.
This isn't just sugar that Ahmad would give up. This is companionship and time and energy. I expect
proper
compensation.
So you need full rent.
Right.
Yes.
To be the sugar...
Baby.
Yeah, like, I'm just, like, at your house chilling. You don't, like, turn the TV on. You read the paper.
Oh, God. And, like, and the sugar daddy thing implies that it's an older gentleman, right?
Oh, yeah, he was in his 60s.
So is this awkward? You're just sitting at his house? You're not even watching TV?
No, because I know how to work an older queen, but it's just, like...
Wow.
You know?
I just Owen Wilson.
Yeah, wow. Now, I've never been a sugar baby. But the conversation has been had.
Mm.
And I want to say I was 20. No, I was 19 during this conversation. Mm-hmm. I needed the money. Let me tell you that right now. And it was also a much older gentleman. I think he was around 69 years old. Mm. Yeah. And I'm just going to say the numbers because it was so long ago.
Yeah.
But the guy was like, listen, I'd be willing to give you $3,000 a month.
Mm.
And all you have to do is give me some sugar.
Mm, how often?
Once a week, only 3 weeks out of the month.
Oh, okay.
See, that's not a bad setup.
You get an off week.
Right, because time of the month.
Oh.
And I remember I'm sitting at the Starbucks. Oh, what a random and weird time for me. I was so young. Mind you, this is a decade ago. And yeah, I didn't do it.
Uh-huh.
Because every time I looked at him, and this is... I don't know, maybe shade, but he looked like Donald Trump. And I was like, I can't do this.
That doesn't get you all horned up?
Oh, no.
I was like, I can't do this.
You're fired.
Yeah, so I just never followed through or contacted him again. But those were the going rates in 2019.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
It's been 10 years.
There's been a pandemic. And, It has not been 10 years since 2019.
Oh. But, no, sorry. I was 19.
Oh, okay.
So it's been 10 years. Mm. Yeah.
You know what? Fascinating. I have never held a value as a sugar baby, apparently. I don't know that I would be comfortable in that situation.
It's just to the point where, like, I don't even need the money like that. Like, I have a good job. Like, if I was struggling like I used to be, I would be like, oh, let me go over and eat unseasoned chicken and watch a Cubs game.
And maybe that's a euphemism. Home run?
Or it's too seasoned.
Point is.
Yeah.
We understand. I'm trying not to judge because you know what? I can't. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to judge, but you know what? I get no perks. I just have this job.
Well, you're married to a doctor. You get a lot of perks.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah,
get absolutely. A lot of perks. Mm-hmm. See, all right. You're the sugar baby.
You know what? I guess
marriage.
So.
You are.
Yeah, to some degree, yeah. All right. Well, so it's over between you and the sugar daddy.
Shout out to Sugar Papa. I almost said his real name.
Ahmad the Amazing and the Sugar Papa are no more, so you're going to have to go back to just making your own money and paying your own rent.
Yeah, hey, I'm fine with that.
Been doing that, though, right?
Period.
There you go. Hey, 877-591-9696. Call now if you want Ed Sheeran tickets. His Loop Tour, Soldier Field, June 27th. We want you to be there. You just got to play our game, Ed or another Red. We'll explain when we get you on the phone, all right? Again, 877-591-9696. It's V96 with Moog and Carla Mornings, and we need somebody from every generation. So, Boomer, Gen X, Millennial, Gen Z. If you've got some Generation Alpha kid in the car.
Ooh, yes. Please have them call.
877-591-9696. Call now and rep your generation. And this is why. And again, this is right now. And one more time, the phone number, 877-591-9696. So there is this, this thing is kind of viral where they're saying kids now can't basically understand words.
They can't read. People are saying the kids now can't read.
And it's because we're too obsessed with TikTok, Instagram, and all that. In fact, so much so that there is a bill in Illinois to ban cell phones in schools, or at least cell phones in classrooms. So you could probably bring your phone to school, throw it in your locker, but you can't take it into the classroom.
Which I think is a good thing, because I remember when I was in middle school and high school, phones were not allowed.
Not at all?
No.
Okay,
not even during, like, lunch break. It could be in your backpack, but that was it.
When I was in school, it was, I feel like, the early days. Like, everybody just had the Nokia phone. And there
not
were
much distraction.
Not much distraction, and there weren't, like, a lot of rules around it. And we were still texting T9, so if you were trying to fire off a text, it was a whole pain in the
and
ass.
And if you don't know what T9 is, then congratulations. You were born after 2022.
Yeah, well, okay, so 877-591-9696. We just want to kind of test your knowledge. And we'll start with Eric in Gray's Lake. There's a specific couple of sentences that apparently kids of the current generations, Gen Z, Gen A, do not understand. And I want to start with the word silhouette. Now, Eric, do you consider yourself to be like a smarty pants?
I would like to say so.
Okay. Can you define silhouette?
Okay, hung up.
Oh, Eric and Gray's Lake.
So perhaps he cannot define silhouette.
So he was representing for Gen X.
Gen X.
Fascinating. So Tony is in Gary, Indiana, is a millennial. How old are you, Tony?
I'm 30, actually.
Okay.
Just turned 30 in February.
Do you consider yourself to be a smart person?
Somewhat.
All right.
Pretty smart.
All right. Well, let's see. Can you come up with some sort of definition? It doesn't have to be perfect for the word silhouette.
Silhouette is a model, a mold, an outline of something.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
I'll take that. I'll take outline.
There you go. Can you spell silhouette?
Oh, not at all.
Yeah, no, that's a tough one. So the sentence that apparently a lot of these kids are struggling with is, she wore a silhouette of clothes that were extraordinary, but somewhat gauche. And people are saying gash, gosh, and anything but the
ganache.
Word gauche. So thank you, Tony. You're a success.
It's a point for the millennials.
I will say it's all millennials that are on the phone right now representing. So Gen X, feel free to call 877-591-9696. Gen Z, boomers. Gen A, Taylor in Schaumburg, also a millennial. How old are you, Taylor?
I'm 30.
30. Can you define the word gauche?
So I'm trying to remember from, like, that one Taylor Swift song.
That's,
yes,
it's on one of those.
Doesn't it mean, like, a little, like, it's kind of.
Gauche.
So,
and if we use it in the sentence, it's she wore a silhouette of clothes that were extraordinary, but somewhat gauche.
So what might that be? Taylor?
Maybe something like a little fancier, kind of overdone, maybe something just a little extra.
You know what? Deductive reasoning has gotten you close.
Yes.
So the definition of gauche is somebody who's socially awkward, tactless, or unrefined. Can also be described as sort of awkward.
Like unsophisticated.
Or weird.
Like a little much of clothes. Yeah.
So, you know what? Gonna give you that.
Okay.
Because that's a pretty impressive.
Okay, SAT words.
Yeah. Now, we're not actually, this is not a pass or fail. So.
No. So you did amazing.
Yeah. So good job. Very.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Very well done. Representing for the millennials. Okay, let's grab Will and Joliet. Will and Joliet. Let's give you a word, and I think that we can go with the word colonel.
Colonel?
Yeah.
Like the popcorn or like the military?
Like the military.
Like spell it or define it?
Define it.
It's like a rank in the military.
So now spell it.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, that's better.
C-O-L-O-N-E-O-L.
No, it's C-O-L-O-N-E-L.
Oh, K-E-R-N-A-L?
No.
Now we're adding letters.
That's how you would think that it would be spelled as K-E-R-N-A-L, but it's not.
Oh.
But you know what? Close enough, so you're going to get the point.
And you absolutely knew the definition.
Yeah, and so the
Gen Z slayed.
Gen Z, very. I wouldn't say slayed.
Well, slad.
Got there.
Gen Z slayed.
The other sentence that apparently these kids are having a hard time reading is the colonel asked the choir to accommodate the governor's schedule. Let me ask you, Eddie in Ravenswood.
What does that sentence mean?
Yeah, what do you think that means? The colonel asked the choir to accommodate the governor's schedule.
Feels like the boss is telling the employees what to do.
Yeah.
Yes, but actually, though.
But actually, it just sounds like the high-ranking official is trying to get people to accompany a bunch of people.
Yeah,
I think so. Listen, I think millennials took this. Thank you, Eddie. I mean, we're not perfect.
No, by any means. But
nobody has a dictionary right in front of them.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing with all of this. This is not to, like, make fun of anybody who did not know what, like, silhouette was or whatever. But it's more, I think, to have an open and honest conversation with yourself and with your kids.
Yeah, about what you're... Are you even learning?
About what they're learning. And it should matter to you. Because at the end of the day, like, these aren't extraordinarily hard words.
Right. The word extraordinary was in there, too.
Right. And you should... not only want to be able to read, but want to be able to understand what you're reading, because how else are you going to understand the rest of the world? We're voting.
Yeah. Yeah, people are voting.
People are voting.
All right. We, you know what? We got to move on, and we got to send somebody to Lollapalooza, so let's do it.
B96.
WBBM-FM and HD1 Chicago.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's time for Lolla Ticket Tag
on B96.
Wouldn't that be extraordinary?
If I could see your silhouette from a distance watching Zara Larsson on Saturday.
Call now for Lolla Ticket Tag, 877-591-9696.
You just have to know the name and the city of the person who qualified yesterday at 4 o'clock with Sonic, and this is for Saturday wristbands.
Yeah, so 877-591-9696. Let's make it happen for you. It's Lolla Ticket Tag with Moog and Carla Mornings. We are officially commercial free with Justin Bieber on B96. I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah.
I get my from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. The way I breathe you in, it's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby. Never let you go.
It's V96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. Moog and Carla, who is thinking about quitting.
Who's fighting for her life.
Just fighting for her life and thinking about bailing on the whole thing.
Yeah, so unfortunately for you listening, I'm not quitting this job. But I am thinking about quitting the half marathon that I signed up for on Sunday.
So now, you've been looking forward to this for...
A year. Yeah. And honestly, I have made running low-key my entire personality for the last, like, 6 months. Arguably... annoyingly so.
Well, you know what? You've been looking forward to something, and it's quite an accomplishment to do a half marathon.
Thank you. And I wanted to do, like, the full marathon, and I really wanted to, like, get all into it. I wanted to shave 20 minutes off last year's time. I had all these goals. And now...
Can we just be honest with you? We're sick.
We're all sick.
We got... hit bad.
Yeah, we don't know what it is.
I was avoiding it last week. My wife was a little bit sick at home. Carla was a little bit sick here. And I was going, I got it coming from all angles and I'm good. And then I got hit with it.
Yeah, so basically it's like, it's gotten down to the point where I have been sick for over a week and a half. I got sick last weekend on Saturday.
Yeah, so this has been a while and now you've got this marathon to run.
Not even last weekend. 2 weekends ago.
Yeah. So now you got the half marathon on Sunday. We have like no energy.
No.
Getting up is hard.
Walking, I was trying to catch the bus this morning and it was a little faster than I thought. And as I was scurrying over, I was like, oh.
You walked in. It was the first time we turned on the microphones this morning. Carla goes, and there was, she took like a chunky breath.
I'm sorry. I know this is gross if you're listening.
But how, but I guess the point is, like, you've been working towards this half marathon for such a long time, but now, if you feel like death, it's not going to be very enjoyable.
No.
So, Carla, just quit.
Do you think I should just quit this half marathon?
I do. No, I don't.
No.
I don't honestly think that. What do you think, Amadi Amazing?
No, you should not quit. You have been training for this literally since I moved up here in October. Like, you talk about it all the time. It would be a waste.
So you're just going to have to figure out a way to do it while taking these chunky breaths. You got some steroids and an inhaler.
Okay, so that's the thing. I went to the doctor yesterday. And she was like, well, you know, you've got to rest. And I was like, shh, diva, that's not going to work for me. I'm running a half marathon this weekend. Yeah. I'm trying to. And she just looked at me like I was crazy. And she was like, okay, here's what we can do. I can give you steroids and an inhaler.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go out there and try your best, mama.
That's what your doctor said. Try your best, mama.
She did say that.
No.
Yes, she did.
All right, doc.
Me and my girl.
She said, mama.
Y'all were kikiing.
No, she did not.
But she did say, like, this is the best that I could do. Okay. Yeah. Give you some steroids and give you an inhaler. And you can, you know, be the judge of your own body.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I could, like, run around the block.
Yeah.
I think you could.
So if you're just catching up, Carla, sick, not sure if she could run around the block. And is expecting to run a half marathon on Sunday.
Correct.
So hoping that you'll get over it. She's got a medicine ball tee right now.
I do.
Uh-huh. You know what? Maybe we send you on a little practice run. How brutal and awful does that sound?
That sounds terrible. But also, I am curious if I can actually, like, run.
Can you?
At all.
Run around the block. So how about this? Do you want to do a live run on the radio?
Sure.
So,
oh no.
Can you get down to the lobby level in basically under 4 minutes?
Yes. Oh, that's easy. There's an elevator.
Okay. So Carla is going to do... So we're in the Prudential Building downtown. So if you go down to Stetson Avenue,
yeah,
you can run to Randolph, run downhill.
Michigan.
I didn't even think... What's the little street? Because there's a little...
Lake.
Well, there's a little street between... Stetson and Michigan.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe go all the way to Michigan.
Okay.
And then up Lake.
Okay.
Now, up Lake is uphill. Uphill. But down Randolph is downhill.
Okay.
Do you think you could do it?
I think I could do it. I don't know if I want to go all the way down to Michigan, but I can go down that little side street.
Yeah, that's fine.
If you can't run around the block, then you probably shouldn't run the half marathon.
But if I can.
If you can, then maybe you're ready.
Okay.
All right. So coming up next, Carla is going to get on the phone. and do a live run around the block.
Security is going to be so confused.
I know. They're going to be like, why? What is she doing?
They're going to start chasing after you.
Okay.
Let's see.
Here we go.
Are you going to quit the half marathon? We'll find out next. It's Mogan and Carla Mornings on B96. It's B96 with Mogan and Carla Mornings. Moog, Carla, and Ahmad the Amazing. So Carla is supposed to run the Chicago Bank of America half marathon this weekend. Is a little unsure if she wants to at this point. She's been sick for almost 2 weeks. We're both a little down bad right now. And she had to go to the doctor, get some steroids, an inhaler. Can she possibly make it through 13.1 miles? We're going to see if she can make it around the block.
She's laughing because she's not sure.
So Carla, at least the weather's participating for you this morning, right?
Oh my gosh, live weather report. It is lovely outside. It is beautiful. In fact, I want to run.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Well, I guess.
I start?
Yeah, I guess we just ready, set, go.
Go. Okay. So I am currently running down Randolph.
Uh-huh. Carlos.
And I'm running downhill, so honestly, it feels pretty good.
Okay, so the thing is, I think that the half marathon is pretty flat, so you're getting a little extra here, but this is going to be made up for when she comes up Lake Street, because there's a bit of a hill.
Got you. Are you in running shoes?
Correct. No.
Oh, okay.
I'm in Adidas.
Okay, you're in Adidas.
I think they're called Sambas. I'm not sure.
Here's a good sign is that Carla is currently running down Randolph and is able to still talk to us on the phone.
Right.
Because earlier this morning, she took a breath and it had stuff in it.
I believe you referred to it as chunky.
There was some phlegm. Wait, it was Carla and friends that
I'm
were
not
speaking.
Coughing.
No.
I'm not coughing, but I am tired as heck. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I just went down.
Have you turned?
Bobbinin?
What is this? Just some other?
I'm on Lake Street now.
You're already on Lake Street?
Okay.
Yeah. I am Schmied. I am Olympic athleticism.
I am
channeling my inner Usain Bolt.
Yeah, Usain Bolt.
It really is. So you're going uphill then if you're on Lake Street, right?
I am.
That's actually very impressive.
Really, yes.
Carla, by the way, so if you're just tuning in, Carla is running around the block right now.
That's the woman huffing and puffing on the phone.
Yeah. And the idea is we want to see if she can do the block, then she can do a half marathon on Sunday.
Okay.
And she's a little sick. Where are you now?
I am getting to the doors.
No way.
Of the two Prudential buildings. Yes, I am.
On Stetson?
Oh, no, wait. I came in through the fountain. I have one more block to go then.
Oh, okay.
She tried to cheat.
I started to think she was 100% lying to us. But it does sound like this is not that difficult for Carla.
No.
So while you've considered quitting and not doing the half marathon, I think it's safe to say you're going to have to do this half marathon on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Wait, but okay, the thing is, as soon as I stop running, I know I'm going to start coughing.
Yeah, but that's future use problem.
Yeah.
Because you can run 13.1 miles and then cough your head off.
So what if people think I'm gross?
Well, they might. I'm going to be honest. They might.
And
that's okay. Doesn't matter what people think. It matters that you're a champion. Have you made your way back around to Stetson?
I'm officially indoors.
Indoors. You are a champion. You're going to do the marathon,
the half marathon.
You're going to do just fine. If you can do this, if you can round the block going uphill in under three minutes, actually, then you can do this half marathon on Sunday. So we're all going to be rooting for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Are you? And you're not even. You're not even coughing like you thought you were going to be.
Because I really want to, but I don't want to do it on the phone.
Okay.
I'm coughing too. Look, kid.
Goodbye. This
isn't the week for us.
That's not. That's okay.
But we're all going to be way better by Sunday. And we're going to go out and support Carla.
Absolutely.
So, if you'd like to support Carla, she's going to be doing the half marathon on Sunday. You can stand out there with a little sign and see her, all right? It's Mogan Carla Mornings. Can't crush Carla. Coming up at 7:50 for your chance to win $1,000 on B96. B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings in the Truth Jar. We spent weeks, months, diving into somebody else's business here on our show.
And we have no idea who she is. She never came forth, at least not the real one.
I'm talking about the segment we did called The Diary. And so we thought it's only fair that we get real about some things in our lives. And if you would like to join in on the Truth Jar, call us at 877-591-9696. Now, we ask you this question, you have to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
And I think that you should join in because just like we read the diary, y'all listened and y'all tuned in. And y'all made your speculations and asked your questions.
Now, this one is just a fun segment because there's a ton of different questions that are in this jar. And it's literally a jar with a bunch of printed out questions. Ahmad has pulled one. What is today's question?
Ooh, search the B word in your messages.
What, like in text messages?
In your text messages, yeah.
And what? Just search it? Okay.
Search it. And tell us what it said.
Oh, like read the conversation now. Is it the last time that I said that word or somebody said it to me?
To me.
I want it you who said it.
Okay. Oh, mine is bad.
Uh-oh.
Mine is real bad. This is going to end me.
Wait, what is it?
All right, I'll go first then. This is to my wife.
Oh, no.
She had asked what Pete Crow Armstrong said to that Sox fan.
Oh.
Pete Crow Armstrong from the Cubs, who went viral for saying an inappropriate thing. He did use that word. It was SMFDB. I can't read any of that sentence.
You can say my in that sentence.
That's about it.
Come on, you gotta admit, that's a pretty good tease when I said it to my wife.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's
good,
mine.
That all right. I said it to Cappuccino, the guy that I'm talking to.
Okay.
He said, let me give you a little context. Because I had told him that I really wanted to get hot before my 30th birthday.
Sure.
We're talking about working out and whatnot. But then he mentioned, wait, wasn't that on your bingo card for your summer? And I don't have a bingo card. We've never talked about bingo cards.
And so you said, that must have been your other.
So I said, wrong, beep.
All right.
So
I like it.
That's
let's see. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I think you might have muted us on accident with your cheek. I do that all the time.
I know. Did you mute us with that cheek? Okay.
Hello?
Oh, there you go.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, my gosh. It's Ashley. I'm from Hammond. I didn't even know you guys
heard. Ashley and Hammond. So it's the Truth Jar, and you're joining in on this. Now, don't say the actual word, because obviously. But when was the last time you used the B word, in a text message?
So... I think it was like last week, I was driving down the road while I was on live, and the traffic went down to one lane, and this woman waited till the very last second to merge over into me, like literally was almost ramming me, and I texted my girlfriend, this bleep ramming me.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you somehow texted this woman magically. B, get out of my way.
I would put up the word B on my phone and I would just hold it up until she saw it.
Oh, good idea.
All right. Ahmad the Amazing.
I'm pretty sure I was saying saying that word to her. I'm sure she
Yes. She felt your energy, I'm sure.
Thank you, Ashley, for censoring yourself. Ahmad the Amazing, the last time you used it in your text messages, it's the B word, the truth jar.
I'm surprised this is from April. Like, I haven't used it since April. It was wishful thinking. I said, bleep, I might have a sugar daddy. Stay tuned.
Oh. April was the last time you used the B word in text?
In text. That's crazy. Yeah. I was like, he's going to take us on a boat when you come down here. I'm texting my best friend.
Yeah.
And I was like, we going to go to dinner, girl. Like, I got this locked in and...
Yeah. Spoiler alert, it didn't work out with that sugar daddy.
It did not.
B, it didn't.
The sugar was not quite sweet enough.
No, not at all.
There just wasn't enough of it, you know? No.
It was not sugar in the raw.
Mm-mm. No, it was definitely giving Splenda. It was just Splenda Daddy.
All right, give us about 3 minutes. We'll get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla and a chance to win $1,000. All right, it's Moog and Carla Mornings. We are commercial free this morning on Chicago's B96.
This world were mine.
B96.
Can't Crush Carla.
It's Can't Crush Carla, brought to you by Planet Fitness. Let's say hello to Jenny in Albany Park. Jenny, welcome to Can't Crush Carla.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Jenny.
Do you think you can crush Carla?
Not 100%.
No, Jenny, come on. You got to be more confident than that.
Give it your best shot and start by throwing Carla out of here. And don't be nice.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
That's my daughter.
I got out. I'm getting out.
You and your daughter are too sweet to be nice, and you know what? We need more of that in the world. I mean, too sweet to be mean, and we need more of that in the world. Let's do this for you. 5 pop culture questions. Get more correct than Carla. Crush Carla. $1,000 is yours. All right, here we go. With question number 1, over 1,000 people dressed as Marilyn Monroe gathered in Palm Springs to celebrate her 100th birthday. Which reality star caught heat for wearing one of Marilyn Monroe's dresses to the Met Gala in 2022?
Oh, no. Is it one of the Kardashians, maybe?
Give me one of them.
Kylie Jenner.
Question number 2. Comedian Marcelo Hernandez will host the ESPN ESPY Awards this year. The ceremony takes place July 15th on ESPN+. Plus. Which show is he a recurring cast member on?
I'm sorry, I missed
the clue.
What?
Sorry, I was trying not to sneeze. which show is Marcelo Hernandez a recurring cast member on?
Saturday Night Live.
Question number 3. Caleb Williams has landed the cover of the video game Madden 27. The deluxe edition features Caleb rocking Chicago-themed nails. What is Caleb Williams' current jersey number?
Oh, my God.
I feel like you
number,
know this. You know this.
I feel like I know this.
But
you're
going to have to. Okay. Question number 4. Pennsylvania mayor slams Love Island USA contestant Sean for quitting his police job to be on the show. Said, we pay thousands of taxpayer dollars a year to send him to the police academy. Who is the host of Love Island USA?
Oh, my God. This is like every single thing I know nothing about. Kardashians, Love Island, I have no idea.
All right, question number 5. Angus Cloud's mother told TMZ her reaction to his appearance in the final episode of Euphoria. The massive public emotional outpouring on social media honoring my beloved son's beautiful soul says everything. Who is the creator of Euphoria?
Oh, my God.
That might be a little too deep cut.
Yeah, that's really way too deep. I have no idea.
Let's get Carla back in here. While Carla's on the way in, you have been teaching for 23 years. Is today your last day?
Not ever, sadly, but it's the last day the kids are here today.
Are you Chicago Public Schools?
Yeah.
And have you been teaching in Chicago Public Schools for 23 years?
No, 21 of them in Chicago.
Wow, very impressive. Welcome back, Carla. 1 correct for Jenny and Albany Park.
Oh, no.
Let's see how you do. Question number 1, over 1,000 people dressed as Marilyn Monroe gathered in Palm Springs to celebrate what would have been her 100th birthday. Which reality star caught heat for wearing one of her dresses to the Met Gala back in 2022?
Ooh, and allegedly ripped it. Kim Kardashian.
Oh. Question number 2. Comedian Marcelo Hernandez will host the ESPN ESPY Awards this year. The ceremony takes place July 15th, ESPN+. Plus. Which show is Marcelo Hernandez a recurring cast member on?
SNL.
Yeah.
I love him.
I know you do.
I love him so much. I think he's so funny. I love a short king. But his girlfriend's really cool. She's like an architect.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Question number 3. Caleb Williams slanted the cover of video game Madden 27. The deluxe edition features Caleb rocking Chicago-themed nails. What is Caleb Williams' current jersey number?
18.
That's right.
That's right.
Question number 4. Pennsylvania mayor slams the Love Island USA contestant Sean for quitting his police job to be on the show and said, we paid thousands of taxpayer dollars to send him to the police academy. And then he just quits to be on Love Island.
So I saw this story, and his name is Sean, the contestant.
Yeah.
His mom went on the record and said that that's a lie.
Oh.
Because he had came in to be a cop in that area when he had already been a sheriff deputy in a different county.
Oh.
So he had like... And that they had told him to put in... I'm in the lore because I love Love Island. That they had told him to put in his leave... so that he would be able to, like, appropriately be there. And then when he got to the island, they denied his leave. So he had no choice
To quit his job.
Yeah, like, they played him.
Yeah.
And now the mayor's trying to get his 5 minutes of fame by lying.
All right, well, the question is, who's the host of Love Island USA?
Ariana Maddox.
Okay. Question number five. Angus Cloud's mother told TMZ her reaction to his appearance in the final of episode of Euphoria. The massive public emotional outpouring on social media honoring my beloved son's beautiful soul says everything. Who is the creator of Euphoria?
Sam Levinson?
Yeah, wow. That's a deep cut question.
I only know because I see all the memes where they're like, check that man's phone.
The Sam guy?
Yeah.
Oh, because
of some of the stuff he's created.
Sure, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for Carla, just one for Jenny in Albany Park. Jenny, you know what this means.
Yes, I'm Jenny from Albany Park, and we cannot crush Carla.
No, you cannot crush Carla, but you know what? I do appreciate you for what you do. She's been teaching for 23 years. Today's the last day of school. Have an absolute blast on the last day. Are you making the kids do anything today, or is it just a chill day?
Lots of worksheets.
All right. They're still
learning until the very last
day. Learning in Jenny's class. Thank you for playing, Jenny, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay? Have a great day. Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right, then we'll do this again tomorrow. We'll kick off the weekend with another chance to crush Carla. 7:50 on B96.
B96, is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
Today we have Kenzie in Merrillville. And from what I understand, you are embarrassed to be seen with your boyfriend. Why?
Okay, this is going to sound so vain, but the man can't dress at all.
He can't dress at all?
Yeah, when we first started dating, it was decent, you know? He would put on airs, wear the cologne, but now, 4 months later, I'm starting to feel like I'm being catfished.
Maybe he's still had lingering clothes from his last girlfriend who probably had
you gotta fix him up again.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like, he does not dress up anymore.
Okay,
he got free t-shirts.
So, wait, say that again?
Clothes, holes, free t-shirts.
Free t-shirts.
Oh, free, like the graphic clothes ones that you get at, like, a car dealership?
Or like the credit card, you get a free t-shirt, right? Like, holes are in them, and he says he's gonna fix them.
He's got a t-shirt from, like, a 5K, 10K walk in 2003.
Yeah, he's a walking billboard at this point.
Totally. Same pair of shoes every day.
Oh, wow.
Now, I'm assuming you've been dating a while. You've seen his closet. Is he choosing not to wear the other options?
Yeah. He says he's, like, the perfect gentleman and the best guy that I'll ever date. But, like, why is this a problem? Like, you know, this is so minuscule to everything.
Okay.
See, this is tough because I dated a guy that was a terrible dresser, but like he dressed real bad. And so we moved in together, and what I started doing was hiding his ugly clothes and replacing it with nice clothes and convincing. And he'd be like, have I always had this shirt? And I was like, yeah, why don't you wear that more often?
And he's like, huh, this is weird.
And then eventually I fixed him for the next girl, but I fixed him.
So this is match or mistake, and you're to a point now where you're wondering if you should continue on in this relationship because the guy that you're with is not very good at dressing. Is there something that, like, sort of triggered you to go, you know what, I don't even know if I want to be in this anymore?
So yeah, the straw that broke the camel's back for me was when I asked him to be my date to a friend's wedding at Ovation. This beautiful venue, West Town.
Oh, okay.
Colors were going to be blue and silver.
All right.
And he has this great blue blazer that he wore on our first date.
Okay, so you're like, wear that.
Guaranteed good outfit.
Exactly. When he picked me up, he was wearing an old Cubs jersey.
To a wedding?
To a wedding?
Yes.
Oh, no.
And he tried to argue, this is what kills me. He tried to argue that it still fit the theme because it was blue.
Oh, no. No logos at weddings.
You know what, by that logic.
Oh, no. So we
were in a rush, so we still went.
So he went in a jersey?
Yes.
They let him in?
I was mortified. I spent half the time apologizing because my boyfriend here showed up to the wedding in a Cubs jersey.
Okay, so was he, like, self-conscious about this, or was he just chilling?
Nope, totally chilling.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a little embarrassing.
Yeah.
So you don't want to live in fear of your boyfriend's next outfit. You don't.
That's funny.
You just don't.
Okay, besides this clothing situation, besides the fact that your man cannot dress and even went to a wedding in a Cubs, old Cubs jersey, what about him? Like, obviously you're considering being with him. He's not just some rat.
No, he's not some rat. He's a perfect gentleman. Really one of the best guys I've ever seen. But I feel like this seriously is going to be a problem if he doesn't step up his wardrobe.
Right.
It's going to be a problem if he doesn't care to continue to impress you. If you were to buy him a whole new wardrobe, do you think he would wear it?
I just don't know.
He could be your little Ken doll.
Yeah, right? You know, I don't know. There in my mind, there are options like Stitch Fix. I do Stitch Fix. I got a new fix yesterday. Didn't like half the stuff that came.
That's okay, but we're starting.
Yeah, there's like those clothing subscriptions. Like, maybe he doesn't like when you help him out, but it's better if somebody else helps him out. Whatever the case, you want to know if this relationship is a match or a mistake. So again, it's Kinsey and Maribel. Her boyfriend cannot dress. Like, he just is a poor dresser. In fact, he went to a wedding in an old Cubs jersey and embarrassed her. Can a guy change in that way?
Literally change the inside and outside at that point.
877-591-9696. And can this relationship be a match or is it a mistake? Match or mistake is so funny because sometimes they're like real serious feeling issues. And sometimes it seems a little bit more frivolous, but it is to a point where somebody is questioning whether they want to continue in a relationship.
Yeah.
So it's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings and Kinsey in Maryville, who is with a guy who cannot dress well.
And it's not normally a problem if she's not like being super shallow. The thing is that they went to a wedding where the theme was blue and he showed up in a Cubs jersey and she was like, oh, you.
Yeah.
Are you purposefully doing this at this point?
It's almost disrespectful.
It's inappropriate.
Yeah. Jade in Chicago, though, you say it's a match. Why?
Honestly, because, you know. Well, first of all, like, when you ask that question, like, you know, is it just a dressing or is he, like, you know, just really bad? She said that she was good. So I think it's, like, it's one of those things where it's, like, you know, he's, like, a 10, but he just dresses bad. So, you know, you need to, like, I mean, I feel like this could be fixable. I don't think it's worth breaking your relationship over. And, like, I think maybe if she stresses the urgency, like, hey, you know, if you keep doing this, then, you know, our relationship might not be a relationship. Then, you know, maybe he'll get the urgency. Mm-hmm. Sometimes guys need to spell it out to them.
Ooh, the ultimatum. She has to be like, listen, you either step up your H&M and Zara game or it's over.
You know what? And I guess I understand that. That sounds easier said than done, though. That's a tough conversation to have with somebody.
Yeah, because I think not everybody. What if he doesn't even know that he's a bad dresser, you know? Yeah. So like, now you're going to have to break it to him.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be like this super big conversation. I mean, she could just probably like, because I think that she's mentioned this to him before, that like, you know, this is a problem. So maybe she could just, I don't know, just gently break it to him, but like tell him like, hey, you know, this is a real problem. Like, you know, you really need to get your act together.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
I think the example of going to a wedding in like a ratty old Cubs jersey, that would be embarrassing and it would be like it. But I feel like you'd say before you go, like my wife would just go, no, what are you doing?
Maybe they're not there yet.
Yeah, maybe not. She would just be like, what is this, a prank? But like, what are you doing? Grandma Debbie, you say it's a mistake for her to continue on in this relationship.
Yeah, it's definitely a mistake. I was going on a first date. Guy says, can I wear sweatpants? I'm like, can I wear sweatpants? He goes, you mean leggings? I said, no, sweatpants. So he showed up in sweatpants. I was all dressed nice. Didn't want to give him another date. Everyone talked me into it. Second date, sweatpants again.
Okay.
And like, yeah, well, that's rude.
And I don't care. Even if they're $250 sweatpants or $5, they're sweatpants. You're going on a first date.
No,
so
yeah.
You told me everything.
You gotta be respectful.
It comes down to respect. It comes down to appropriateness.
Yeah.
If you're going on a first date, if you're going to a wedding, like you want to look.
You want to look nice for the person.
You want to impress people. Apparently he didn't want to impress me.
Yeah, well, and even still, you know, I've been with my wife for 9 years, and, like, I want her to feel proud to be with me.
Right.
I don't want her to think, like, man, I got the jankiest guy at the wedding.
I mean, I know that this guy wore sweats to your first date, but was he at least hot, Grandma Debbie?
Yeah, he was pretty hot. He had a nice body. But that doesn't go over well.
He had a nice body, but you can't see it in sweatpants.
You can see it in sweatpants.
Okay. you know, I stand corrected. Thank you.
Everyone enjoy your day. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too, Debbie. Talk to you soon. 877-591-9696. Again, it's... Who in Maryville? Kinsey in Maryville. I'm so sorry, Kinsey. Who is sitting on hold, and her boyfriend just cannot. She's literally thinking about ending the relationship over the fact that he can't dress well.
Yeah. And you know, it can become a problem if you're going to enough nice places.
The question is, though, is it a match or a mistake? We'd love to hear from you. It's Moog. Yeah. Moog's Mega Minute coming up at 8:40. Your chance to win $1,000 today on B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. And match or mistake right now with Kinsey in Maryville, who is considering breaking up with her boyfriend because he is the worst dressed guy ever.
Yeah, and it's gotten to the point where she's like, you don't care to impress me, and it's making her feel a little low about herself.
Not even just impress, but embarrass her on some level. And so the question is it a match or a mistake? At 877-591-9696, Gloria in Evanston, part of the Moog and Carla Mornings Mafia. Gloria, you say it's a mistake.
Yep.
And why is that?
I say it's a mistake because, first off, if you know that you're going to a wedding, you couldn't wear the simplest polo shirt that you have that does not have nothing written or printed on that.
Right.
Because it's like just, I like with my daughter's dad, he loves to dress like not good to impress. But I tell
Wait,
him,
Wait, did you say he loves to dress things. Not good?
Yeah, he sometimes does not dress good. So when I like tell him like, hey, this is an important event. You need to dress well. He's like, all right, you know what? I'm going to dress up. Well, he at least wears a nice polo shirt that he has. You don't have to wear a whole suit and tie, nothing like that. As long as you got a nice dress pants, nice shoes, and a nice shirt, you good to go.
Yeah, and I think the big part about that too, Gloria, is that you made it a point to tell him this is something that's important to me, dress the part, and he tries his best.
Yeah.
Whether or not he's the best dressed in the room, that's not the issue. It's the fact that he listened to you because he knows you care.
Yeah. Yeah, Gloria, I can tell you've sort of been burned by this before with your kid's dad, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, and a little bit embarrassed.
Not just one, with both of them.
I love that you said he loves to dress bad. Like, he's like, you know what, today?
I'm going to dress bad. I'm going to look terrible.
Gloria, thank you so much. Have a great day, okay?
Bye.
So, Kinsey, ultimately, it's up to you. Do you think this is going to be a match, or is it a mistake?
I think it's a mistake. You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Mm. Oh, that's a
bummer.
Honestly,
it's disrespectful. It was disrespectful to me, and it was disrespectful to the hundreds that were spent on their wedding. Like, what? He's going to show up with not wearing some blazer and show up to our wedding in PJs?
Yeah.
I mean, there's one thing about wanting to be comfortable, you know, and being confident in your own body and in what you're wearing and all that, and we love that. But when you're expected to show up to a formal event...
Yeah.
It's a matter of respect, and it's a matter of appreciation to your date, to the wedding, and...
Well, like Carla said, you can't be living in fear of your boyfriend's next outfit. That's no way to be. And you know what? I think that, you know, look, we're not to sound vain, and I don't think that most people are, but I think, like it doesn't have to be your trophy, but you want to be, like, excited about who you're with and proud to show the world. You know what I mean?
I'll sound vain. I want to look cute. I want you to look cute.
Yeah.
If you're putting in all this time and effort to look good for your next date night, then he can't pull up in like a B96 t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
The worst.
Although we would love it.
Yeah, I was like, I would love it if he was in a B96 shirt. Well, listen, we wish you the best, and I'm sorry that it's not going to work out, but at least you know now, right?
At least I know now. Show us what you got so you can win. Moog's Mega Minute Man.
10 questions, 60 seconds. It's time to play Moog's Mega Minute Man. Gabby in Westtown is going to play today. Good morning, Gabby.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. All right, so this is going to be real simple. 10 trivia questions in 1 minute. If you get all of them correct, you win that $1,000. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Yes, right. Let's go, Gabby.
Where did the Boston Tea Party happen?
In Boston?
Correct.
New York Harbor?
Correct. Which singer sings the song Opalite?
Taylor Swift.
Correct. Which energy drink has claw marks on the can?
Four Loko?
Incorrect. What is the name of the donkey in Winnie the Pooh?
Eeyore.
Correct. Name a planet that has rings.
Saturn.
Correct. Which Jupiter. Singer's which Lady singer's Saturn. Real name is Stephanie Germanotta?
Lady Gaga.
That is correct. What is the single strand of spaghetti called?
A spaghetti.
Incorrect. Which state is known as the Badger State?
Wisconsin.
That's correct. Which band released the 1978 disco hit September?
Oh, I don't know. Pass.
Which soybean snack is often served in pods with salt?
Edamame.
That's correct. What is the name of the... Oh, sorry. Which energy drink has claw marks on the can?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, that's gonna
okay.
be time.
Can I just say that when you said Four Loko, it made me laugh because I forgot that way back in the day, Four Loko had caffeine in it too.
Oh yeah, it was like.
Oh yeah.
And they had to like revamp it because.
It's funny because there's a very narrow age bracket that somebody has to be to reference Four Loko, and you're right in there.
Yeah.
That was before the kids.
Yes, before the mommy.
Clearly.
But the,
background?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, this is a little bit. No, that's okay. But the answer to that question was Monster.
Yes, Monster energy drinks.
Monster, oh yeah.
And then, right. What is the single strand of spaghetti called?
You said a spaghetti, which is so close. It's a spaghetto.
And which band released the 1978 disco hit September?
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, right? I know. Oh, God, I can't believe I missed that.
Those were the only two you didn't get.
All right, thank you.
So close, but not quite close enough. Who's the kid that's with you? Give him a little shout.
All right, this is Phoebe, and that's Edith in the back, too. She's being quiet, and we're on our way to school.
Is it the last day?
It's the last day for Phoebe, and then Edie has one more day, and she's graduating from kindergarten tomorrow.
Oh, well, that's exciting. Congratulations. Thank you guys for listening, and have a wonderful day, okay?
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Show
us what you got so you can win. Mo's Mega Minivan. Thanks to DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE or youraccidentattorneys.com.
All right, so how about some little victories? Call us at 877-591-9696 and brag about yourself a little bit.
Yeah, we know that for a lot of the kids, it's their last day of school, but there are also so many other fun stuff that could be going on in your life. Maybe you got a promotion.
Yeah, whatever it is, whatever you're celebrating, we want to celebrate it too. Next with Little Victories, 877-591-9696. B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings, and it's Little Victories. We're going to start with Evie in Niles. What is your little victory?
Wow, I just wrapped up my 23rd year of teaching. Successful another year, and I was super excited to kind of share that.
Evie, that's incredible. 23 years of teaching. What has been one of the most memorable things or a memorable student that has happened in those 23 years?
Oh, my God. I've had so many. I guess I had, wow, so many. I'm trying to narrow it down. I've had one student that... You know, I noticed that he really couldn't hear very well. He was just acknowledging everybody when people spoke to him, and we realized that he had, like, a dead ear.
Oh.
And then I started pushing for him to get tested and whatnot. By the end of the year, after, like, pushing, he finally got tubes and tonsillitis surgery at the same time, and now he can hear, and he's doing awesome at school. For him.
Evie, that's because you advocated for him. I think teachers spend so much time with kids, and they notice maybe more sometimes than the parents do because you're seeing them in different environments. Yeah. That's amazing.
That's, you know what, that's a really sweet story, and I'm glad that that's something that like sticks with you. And I love it when the teachers love the kids, and it's not just like, all right, back at it with these kids.
Back to the grind.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Oh, that's a cool story. Well, congrats on wrapping up your 23rd year. What do you teach? Elementary, junior high school?
I teach elementary. This last year that I just wrapped up, it was first grade. Next year I'll be doing third grade.
Oh, so will you have repeat students that maybe you had before?
I will. They have no idea that I'm going to get them back next year. So I'm going to be super excited.
Oh, yay. I'm sure that they love you. You sound like you're a very fun and interactive teacher. You sound like you really care. So thank you for doing what you do. We know that being a teacher is sometimes a thankless job.
Yeah, at times, at times. But we love it, and I enjoy having them part of my life. They're always a part of your heart, no matter what.
That's so sweet. Thank you for sharing that. Congrats on those 23 years, and enjoy a little break.
Enjoy that summer, girl.
Thank you. Enjoy
the
summer.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Nicole in Bridgeview, your little victory is about your husband. Is that right?
Yes.
And what is it?
He has an interview, for the Westmont Police Department. We've been waiting for about 6 to 8 months for the call about it. We were on a trip to Arizona. We were about to see Pitbull, actually. We were in line for Pitbull.
I love Pitbull.
And he got a call, because time different zone, of course. He got the call, and they were like, hey, we would like to interview you. Are you able to come in? And finally, his time.
Wow. Okay, you said you've been waiting for months. Has your husband always wanted to be a police officer, or is that even what this interview is for? Because I know they have, other positions, mm-hmm. right?
It is for police officer. It actually didn't really occur to him until about last year when we were struggling a little bit. He was like, I should become a police officer. And I was like, you know what? That doesn't sound too bad. My whole family is full of law enforcement. My mm-hmm. uncle was a U.S. Marshal. My two aunts were cops. I have two cousins who are now Chicago police officers.
We get it. Don't mess with Nicole.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't mess with Nicole.
Well, you know what? That's really incredible, really exciting. And talk about a job with solid, pay, benefits and all that stuff. Congratulations to your husband and congratulations to your family.
Thank you, Nicole.
Gone? All right.
Yeah.
Well, she's not. Well, that's okay. We're going to keep the cops theme song playing because Annabelle in Little Village. Now, you have a similar little victory, but this is about your 16-year-old.
Yes. So my son, he got recommended by school. He has good attendance. He has really good grades.
So he was recommended by his school into the Chicago Police Academy.
Yeah.
And is that what he wants to do? He wants to become a police officer?
Yes, he does.
There you go.
Wow. And so go ahead, girl.
I'm sorry. So it was kind of a nice surprise. It was a really nice surprise because he's the first person in our family that is into law enforcement. I'm a single mom. I've been raising him by myself since he was 4.
Mm.
So it's a victory for me, too.
Yeah. Well,
and
that's,
you're apparently doing a very good job.
Yeah, that's really exciting, and it's good. You know, when you know what you want to do when you're real young and you can just go after it and go balls to the wall, you can really be successful. And he's 16 years old, and that's, pretty incredible. So congratulations. What's your son's name?
His name is Ethan.
And he's being recommended to the Chicago Police Academy. Incredible. Well, thank you for sharing that, and have a great day, Annabelle.
Thank you. You too.
He's going to do awesome.
John in Chicago with a weight loss victory. How much weight have you lost in the past 2 years?
120.
120 pounds.
Holy moly. That's a person. Good job, John. What have you done to lose this 120 pounds?
Manjaro,
there you go.
What is Manjaro?
It's a GLP-1.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cool. I thought it was a new, martial art, and I was like, oh, I've never heard of this one.
It was new back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, John? That's incredible. I feel like you probably feel a lot more confident, or what's been the thing that has changed the most since losing the 120 pounds?
My knees.
Your knees? Okay, cool.
I have bad knees.
Yeah. And so your knees got to feel great now.
Diabetes and everything else.
Yeah. Are you married, John?
No.
Oh, okay. No. All right. Very good. Well, I won't get into why I asked that question.
I know why. But
I was just going to say, as a fellow person who's lost a significant amount of weight, it can elevate things.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It makes it a lot more fun.
Make great life changes. Congratulations on that, man. That's huge.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to do it for Moe and Carla Mornings today. Stick around 11 a.m. Another chance to get in the running to win those Saturday wristbands for Lollapalooza.
Yes. We're playing Lolla Ticket Tag. If you weren't paying attention at 7 o'clock for who is it right now, then listen in at 11 o'clock so you're ready for 2.
And then we'll talk to you tomorrow. It's B96.